We always like to talk about history makers, and history is being made right now during a time of racial reckoning right here in the metro. Tuesday night, voters in Park Hill School District elected their first Black school board member, Brandi Woodley. How you doing, sis?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what motivated you to go from being a parent in the Park Hill District and a resident to saying, you know what, I'm going to run for school board and be part of the change?
You know, that's so interesting because school board has never been on my radar. I've always been, you know, military spouse moving around, and then we came back to Kansas City and got settled. And after my girls had been in the schools for a while, there were some teachers that approached me first.
Oh, wow.
And they were saying that, you know, have you ever thought about running for the board? And I'm like, oh, no, not really. And it just continued. There were more and more teachers that kept, you know, talking to me on the side, and they had knew my daughters, knew me from parent-teacher conferences. And from there, there were a couple of groups on Facebook that advocated for equity, for inclusion, and diversity, and those things. And so I joined and met some people, and then they were the same way. You know, we need somebody on the school board, and would you be interested? We would support you. And the last piece was my daughters. And they said, Mom, you need to run or you're going to regret it. And so
there
I went and declared my candidacy.
That is awesome. And to actually have allies come alongside you say, hey, we see you.
Yes.
We want inclusion and equity. That's a lesson because we know other districts have dealt with, let's put it out there, racism or implicit bias. And we need other people to see it because it's not incumbent just upon Black people to fix racism or implicit bias.
Correct. Yes. Definitely. Very much needed.
Tell me about the journey. Were there some moments of fear, apprehension, or you were like, what did I get myself into?
As soon as I declared my candidacy and I talked to my group and we started pulling together our campaign team, and everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this. Oh, I just, you know, could never do that myself. And I was thinking, okay, how big is this going to get? And then I realized about, you know, we had to go set up a bank account and it had to be official with, you know, MEC rules. And it just was bigger because I've never been a political person, but I've always had a passion and a heart to want to give back to young people. And so therefore, it has definitely been a journey up and down, but through it all, I've had a peace about it. And so then I knew that this is what I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have the campaign team that I had, if I didn't have the parents behind me, even old classmates from Winnetonka, just putting in encouragement, donating, the community came out. That helped me. There were some, you know, people that I knew were going to not like the fact. And some of them voiced their concerns on my Facebook campaign, the ads that came out or the page. And I didn't take the bait. My campaign team, they were hot. But, you know, I said, look, we're going to take the high road. And I know what to answer and I know what not to
answer.
And that made the difference.
Girl, people love to hide behind a keyboard. But anyway, Brandi, I'm not going to get you going on that. Well, I appreciate you know, how you ran your race and not getting into the mud. I'm petty. God's still working on me, so I got to take a minute.
We all have our moments.
Before I let you go, Brandi, what would you say to other parents about getting involved in their children's schooling, even if they don't run for office? How important is that so we can make our communities and our schools even stronger?
It is invaluable because if too many people, too many parents are silent and they just kind of roll with it and just, you know, get in there suited to graduation day. I feel like those students are missing out and the opportunities are being missed. So if the parents can, you know, find a spot where they feel maybe not fully comfortable, but they just get in there and get engaged, get their voice heard, you don't know who you're going to impact and you don't know what people who don't realize what's going on, they'll be enlightened to know that, yeah, we need to look at this part of the district or we need to listen to this group or, you know, make communication better. And so I would encourage every parent to somehow get involved, even if it's just writing a letter or speaking whoever they can contact, but definitely get involved because it's going to help our students that's the bottom line. It's going to help our students.
And for those who don't have kids or going to school districts, it still impacts the community. Your tax dollars are paying for your schools. So you want them to operate in a way that is equitable for every student. Well, Brandi, congratulations once again, sis. So proud of you and can't wait to see what you accomplish on the Park Hill School Board.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.